That red nose doesn't hide that red neck, boy.
3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast. No Andy this week, just me and Tam.
Yeah, yeah.
What's up, Tam?
What up?
Yo, yo.
Yo.
Hey.
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 My dog.
Bow wow.
Three dog here.
So Andy is in, he is in Jamaica. He should be in Jamaica by now, right? He left on Friday.
Let's give him a call. Call him live on the podcast.
Andy, you in Jamaica?
That's an old joke.
Yeah.
That's an old
call
joke.
Back. You got to listen to all the episodes.
Yeah, yeah, you'd better. If you don't, stop listening right now. You won't understand anything that we say.
Yeah, go back and listen to all 246.
Six. Definitively six.
Yeah. Go back and listen to all those. Right now. We'll
right
wait.
Now. Figure out. You can tell the episode when I get... I replace Skylar Joyce. You can, you'll find it.
Yeah, you just have to look at the views. Ah, self burn to take Tam down. okay, so, as I've told you before, that is a blender in the background.
You've told me once or twice that that was a blender.
Yeah. That's amazing timing.
Yeah,
you know. The people that live here know that for the past, like, 3 years, I've done a podcast roughly the same time every Sunday. And yet some weeks, you get a chainsaw outside, you get a blender.
Yeah.
And it's like, it can't be that hard to wait 45 minutes.
When you get a hankering for a smoothie...
You need it right now.
A chainsaw smoothie?
Oh my god.
You need it right.
That'd be sweet.
Then and there.
Yeah. So, I forgot what I was going to say about before that. Okay, what is that, like dueling blenders? Oh, thank god it's over.
That's so funny. Dueling blenders. I really hope just none of you could hear it.
You know what? I've noticed a lot of the times I complain about stuff that no one can hear.
That's okay.
Like the garage door, you know, and Andy mm-hmm. would be like, oh, it's the fourth podcast member. Like, I can never hear it when I listen back.
That's okay. Yeah. It bugs us, the talent.
It does bug the talent.
It does not induce a great workplace environment.
Yeah, and the talent needs specific workplace parameters to be productive. Yeah.
Like, I refuse to work anywhere near Christmas lights. I just won't do it.
Yeah, that's... It's if these lights aren't colored, then are they really Christmas lights?
No. And it's nowhere near Christmas.
Yeah, there we go. Andy, he can't work without pants.
Right.
Off. I mean, he can't work without his pants off.
Right.
Right.
No, he needs to, like, hold his pants in his arms. Yeah.
He needs to cradle them.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
They're his security
it's
pants.
Extremely specific.
They're his security pants?
His security. Pants.
Let's talk about pants real quick. I'm gonna get a little segue here.
Okay.
Do you remember? Was it last week? I asked you about boxes of briefs.
Maybe two weeks ago. I think it was last week.
I think it was last week too. As well.
Yeah, it was last week.
I have worn nothing but boxer briefs, and I can tell you, I'm still 50-50. I think the boxer is better. I believe that with my heart and soul,
mm-hmm.
but I am not as opposed to the boxer brief now.
The boxer briefs, they just offer the correct amount of coverage and also the correct amount of support.
I just,
things are too free with the boxers.
I like things to be free.
They're really free.
I like when people to like I'm walking behind somebody and they turn around and be like, did you clap at me? And I'm like, yes, but no.
In a way.
I don't know. It's like things are just a little too tucked up right where they should be. You got any time that you're walking down the street and you're getting chased by a bulldog, you need to risk testicular torsion.
to get away from
a bulldog.
Yeah, that's a. Have you ever thought about that? Testicular torsion?
I have.
That sounds like a fucking nightmare.
My father had it.
Oh my God.
Yep. My old pappy. And I was bouncing around in there somewhere when it happened.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You came this close from ever being born.
It's like the roller coaster ride, the slingshot rides that one of the thing breaks. You're like, oh shit! Oh, but they fixed it, and I got off the ride. I was the only one that made it, though.
Well, thank God.
Millions of others perished.
Yeah, there were many people that perished. No survivors. No except survivors. One.
I mean, they weren't people yet, but no survivors.
Well, you know. Potential people.
Potential people. For all you guys who don't know what exactly we're talking about, turn this podcast off. You're not old enough.
That's true. That's, you know, I haven't seen a lot of people that like the Facebook page that are like too young, but it's probably worth mentioning that probably should be like 18 plus. 16 plus.
At least
to listen to this.
12. Mm. And have been through sexual education classes in middle school.
At least, yeah.
At least. Because those are the only requirements. You got to know what, you know, got to know what makes babies. Mm-hmm. And you got to have a good sense of humor. I'm genuinely excited for that Stork movie now that we've kind of transitioned over. There's a Stork movie coming out.
What?
Yeah. Where like it's a mail delivery system with storks. Mm-hmm. Like large scale, and somehow a baby gets misplaced or something.
What? So, just drop baby off at your door?
At my door?
I mean,
it's
like,
a movie.
I mean, to the people.
Yeah.
And it was so instead of being like, excuse me, police, a baby was dropped off at my door. Maybe you could find the owner of said baby.
All right. So. It didn't get lost on the doorstep. It got lost inside the factory. And one of the main characters was another baby that had happened to and grew up in the Stork factory. So, good guy Stork and adopted Stork baby, but it was like it's a human, it's a person.
Uh-huh.
They go on this buddy cop movie to go deliver this baby that got misplaced inside the factory to the correct parents. Does that make sense?
It makes sense. I'm just trying to figure out, like, I had a little aneurysm there trying to figure out.
It's an animated movie.
Who the fuck wrote this?
It's an animated movie, and I'm positive you're not quite the age demographic they're shooting for.
You know what? I'm going to bet, because, I mean,
that sounds dumb as fuck.
Yeah. I mean, I am 15, so.
Right.
Yeah.
And have had a sexual education.
Yeah.
At least once or twice.
One of these days, I will hit puberty, and these jokes will be a lot funnier.
I could not imagine your voice after puberty.
Well, I'm
fucking
just
Barry White over here.
I'm just saying, it's, I mean, I thought I'd go through it by now, but.
You know what it is?
What?
Boxer briefs are holding everything up. There's too much support.
Things just will not drop. All right. I gotta finally talk about Ark.
Sure.
So last night, we've been working all week on this shit. We're trying to tame a rock golem.
A rock golem?
Yes.
This game sounds more and more interesting the more that you bring it up. Is it on PlayStation 4?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Question mark?
Yes. Really? Yeah, it's on PlayStation 4.
Is it?
Yeah, let me double check. But
you
I'm
should totally do that. I hope you can mod it. I hope you can mod it on PlayStation 4. That would be cool.
Oh, we'll get to that.
For everybody else who's laughing out there, you're in for a good show.
Yeah, you can get a PlayStation 4.
Holy Santa Claus shit.
Yeah, that's neato.
Isn't it?
So,
are you going to get it on the PlayStation 4 and play with me?
No.
All right.
So, is it not out yet for PlayStation 4?
Good, I don't have any money.
I don't think it's out yet, because it says release date December 2016.
Oh.
The game was initially released through Steam Early Access for Microsoft Windows on June 2nd, 2015. And through the Xbox Game Preview Program on Xbox One, December 16th. The final game will launch in late 2016.
Huh.
I think you can still get it, but it's early access right now.
Okay.
Regardless, it will. If it's not, it will be on PS4.
Cool.
Anyway, so we're trying to tame a rock golem. And the way to do this is... so when you tame animals in Ark, you have to like use tranquilizer arrows or darts or... If Jigglypuff got eight.
All right.
So, or if you're like really primitive, like a wooden club
hit over
the head. But there's certain things like a T-Rex takes like 250 shots with a wooden club over the head. Like that's never going to work.
With that attitude, sure.
Yeah. So what you do is you have to knock out the animal. And then when it's unconscious, you have to open up its inventory, put a bunch of narcotics in it, and put its, preferably its favorite food in there. Because it'll eat the food as its hunger goes down, and if it eats food it likes, the taming meter goes up. And then you have to make sure the narcotics level's high enough that it stays unconscious. And then when it's tamed, it gets up and it's yours, you can name it, and it'll follow you, you could ride it. So... to do this for like a rock golem, you have to shoot it in the head with rockets from a rocket launcher, because nothing else takes down a rock golem. Like you can't shoot with tranquilizer darts.
Why not?
It's rock.
Oh, you know that makes a lot of sense. You know, now that you say that out loud.
Mm-hmm. So you have to shoot in the head with rockets, and then. It's apparently easier. Rock golems actually go into like a rock form, because rock golems can just pretend to be a fucking rock.
Yeah.
So that's the most dangerous part about them, because they're really powerful, but they're extremely slow. So if you find one and say like I have a saber tooth that I ride around,
ooh.
You know, his name's Snarf.
Yep.
If I run into a rock golem, it's not that hard to just book it out of there, you know. So. This rock golem, we found this perfect position. We created this stone pen. There's stone pillars, and they have to be, they're alternating. It's two pillars high, then to the right, one pillar high, then to next to it, two pillars high. So he gets in there and these stone pillars actually stop him. So he can't go forward. And then when he gets stuck, Stefan runs around behind him to place pillars behind him. So he can't get out either. And so what was kind of funny about this is I'm up on like way up on a mountain with a rocket launcher. Cause you know, I got to get in position to shoot this thing in the head. And so you just see Stefan on his Raven flying around, like around this guy's head. Like he looks like a mosquito around this golem's head. And he, you know, the rock golem's swinging at him and he's pulling him closer and closer to the pen. And eventually we get him trapped. At first, we only had the pen one stone high. And we're like, Stefan's like, let's see if he can get out of this. He just stepped right over it. So we're like, oh, shit. Okay. So we ran into some problems, though. At first, he would go back to rock form. And apparently this is when you really needed to shoot him. Because that's when his torpor or his consciousness would go down faster. But it got to the point where he was so pissed off that he just kept swinging and he would not go back to rock form. I don't know why. So that kind of became an issue because Stefan died like five or six times.
Wow.
Because it was like throwing rocks at him and swinging at him. The good thing is, though, we got him like really close to our base. So yeah. All he had to do was spawn and then go get stuff from his body. And whenever he'd go get stuff from his body, I'd have to distract the rock golem. So I'm flying around him on my Raven while Stefan's like between his feet trying to grab stuff from his backpack. On. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we eventually get in the pen, and then the stupid fucking thing stepped like through the pen. Like not over.
He clipped through it?
But through like, he didn't necessarily clip, but there was like barely a gap that I think we left to, and he found it because he went right through it.
Yeah, look at him. He's debugging your pen.
Yes. For you. So he came out and things kind of broke down. We're trying to shoot him, get his torpor down so we can knock him out. The rock golem, you have to feed him with sulfur. So we've got a bunch of sulfur on us to, anyway. So we're shooting him, and I was pretty damn proud of myself because we had 16 rockets each, and you know I'm far as fuck away, and this thing, you know, he's swinging and turning. And I'm trying to get headshots on this guy. I think I hit like 11 of my rockets right in the head.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was fucking good. But as his, every time we hit him, like his health would go down and his torpor would go down. But like the torpor recovers much faster than the health. So because we stretched the shooting him with rockets over such a long period because things broke down, ended up fucking killing him.
Aw.
Yeah.
That stinks.
It does stink. Because we spent all fucking week gathering the resources for that. We needed so much cementing paste and gunpowder for rockets and rocket launchers and pillars. We need a bunch of metal for that too. Man. See, we're trying to get a stone golem because the stone golems can kill the giant worms. The giant sandworms. And You need something from the sandworms to tame giant mantises. And the giant mantises are awesome. One, because they're strong, they're fast, and they can actually hold fucking tools.
Like in their hands?
Yeah. You can ride them while they're holding tools.
That's cool.
Awesome, yeah. So,
what are you going to name this stone golem? Because that's the most important part of this entire story. Is I was sitting here this whole time trying to pay attention, trying to figure out the name. Oh, the stone golem.
I haven't thought of a name yet for the stone golem.
Cameron Tardwell.
I'd rather have a name that strikes fear into the hearts of opponents.
Cameron Tardwell.
We named our, I forget what they're called, but they're like little roly-poly looking things with like a spike tail. And they get stone really easy, so we named them Bebop and Rocksteady.
Nice!
And, trying to think of some other ones that, I mean, that you would get. Oh, I've got this thing. It's called a Jerboa. It's like a little, it kind of looks like a fennec fox kind of fucking thing. But you can tame one, and it can ride on your shoulder. And two cool things about it. One, it warns you if storm's coming up because it makes, like, weird sounds. So you kind of have to figure out which sounds mean which, but it'll warn you of storms. And there's only three different storms. There's a heat wave, which drains your water really fast. But it's really, heat wave's not that bad.
Yeah, fuck heat waves. Little bitches.
Sandstorms are a pain in the ass. Because if you don't have the goggles for it, first of all, you can't fucking see. Yeah, I know. You're singing Darude, aren't you? So sandstorms are a bitch. And if you don't have the goggles, it's hard to see, and it drains all your stamina, too. And then there's lightning storms, which, during the night, really suck, because it's dark as hell. And then, at any time, when the lightning storm's going, your generator turns off. So, we had, like, oh my god, we had, I think I got us, like, 300 meat, and I put it in the refrigerator. And there was a lightning storm, and the generator turned off, and we didn't end up turning it back on.
I am so confused on when this game takes place.
And it all spoiled.
When does the game take place? Give me a year.
There's not really a date on it.
All right.
Just kind of like you're some sort of like you got a specimen and you've got like this high tech implant in your hand or your wrist, and
okay,
then you just make shit.
All right. Okay.
And then like as you gain levels, you get shit from like, it starts like really prehistoric and then gets really advanced as you gain levels.
All right. That's why I was so confused, because like the game sounds like it's a prehistoric game. Mm-hmm. And then you were like, yeah, you got to shoot this rock golem with a rocket launcher. And I was like, huh, maybe that's just like an in-game term.
Well, it's kind of funny because we've been working so hard on like getting the rocket launchers that we kind of skipped like a whole generation of weapons. So we went from like crossbows and swords to rocket launchers. Because since we've been working on it so much, we haven't had the time to make like simple pistols and fabricated pistols or muskets, you know.
I feel like that might be a prerequisite, you know?
We did learn them. We learned how to make them.
You just didn't?
Because we had to learn how to make them to learn how to make rockets. But yeah, we didn't spend the resources on making them.
This game sounds very interesting.
It is very interesting. And you know what's funny is, I was looking up the reviews on it. I think the reviews are pretty biased right now, because if you look up the reviews all time on Ark on Steam, they're extremely positive. Well, mostly positive. But because last week they came out with paid DLC, Scorched Earth, that I was just talking about.
Right.
But it's an early access game. So a lot of people are really upset that paid DLC came out for a game that's technically still in beta. And if you look at the reviews for the last week, they're like all negative.
Because of that?
Because of that. But the reviews don't mention any damn gameplay. They just mention that the paid DLC sucks. Like they shouldn't have to pay money. Yeah. And like, I somewhat get where you're coming from, but I swear to God, dude, look, if you ever go look at it, look at the play times on those negative reviews. There's one guy that almost had 2,000 hours.
That guy doesn't know what he's talking about.
Of game time. Yeah. He had 2,000 hours of game time and he rated it negative. The only thing he said was, paid DLC for an early access game is fucking stupid. It's like, okay, dude, you got 2,000 hours of play out of this game.
You're the vocal minority.
Yeah.
Chill the fuck out.
So, I guess a lot of people have a hardline stance on it. I kind of figured whether or not, like, it's just worth it, man. It's just fun, you know, what else can I say? I am not upset that I paid the money for it, because I've been playing it all fucking week.
Yeah.
Like hours every night.
Voting with your wallet.
Yeah. Well, that was a long fucking story.
I've been watching Avatar The Last Airbender.
Have you?
Yeah. I've got like 3 episodes left. I'm on book 3. It's pretty sweet.
Cool.
That's all I've been doing. No video games. Been playing card games, trying to figure out what I'm going to play at Nationals. I have literally zero idea. I keep making decks. Hmm. There's this one deck called Kim that I made last night. It's King of Fighters character, and he just fucking jerks himself off. It's so dumb. It's just, it's not fun to play. You just like, make foundations, and then you pass, and you build a wall of foundations that the cards allow you to play better cards.
Yeah.
And then in one turn, you go, all right, I have 3 attacks in hand. I'm going to turn this into 9 attacks. You're dead. Game 2? There's no interaction with your opponent. Like, your opponent's not even there. You're just like, all right, you let me know when your turn's over. My turn, I'll build 5 more foundations and pass.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, you want to finally get into gaming news?
I would love to do that.
All right, let's do it. Gaming news so great, you'll be coming back for more. This is gaming news. Doom is about to get deathmatch and private multiplayer for free.
Shit. That's what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Deathmatch is pretty straightforward. It's the same mode that dominated FPS play in the 90s and early 2000s. You'll also be able to adjust settings like time limit, score limit, turning demons, and power weapons off or on.
Cool.
Pretty cool.
Honestly, I heard that game was a sleeper hit. Like, it was way better than anybody expected, and it was just super fun.
That sounds cool. I almost got it because it was, like, half off on Humble Bundle.
You should have.
I know. I kind of wish I did.
Why would you even bother playing a pre-beta game Especially when you have to pay for it. You just play Doom.
Or I could play Doom.
Damn.
I don't know. I was going to get it, and I was like, well, I got some other stuff I need to play, so I don't know. I just didn't get it.
This is a small segue, but what's your first video game memory?
My first video
game. Absolutely memory. First video game memory.
I remember playing a Tiny Toons game in my old house, so I would have had to have been less than 4. And I remember it was some, like, forest level.
So I was roughly that age, too. Mm-hmm. 3, 4, 5, something like that there.
Yeah.
And I was having nightmares about monsters.
So it was roughly 10 years ago.
Right. Please, 9. And I was having nightmares about monsters. So my dad, in the middle of the night, took me downstairs to the computer room, put on Doom, God mode.
Oh, and, you,
and then I just think let me just story. Let me yeah. kill all the monsters. It's cool. He's cool.
That is pretty cool.
Either that, or my earliest memory is, because I don't know when the time that happened, we were trying to buy my house down in Alabama, mm-hmm. and there was a small step downstairs, and they had a Super Mario World, and instead of going on the tour of the house, mm-hmm. I just snuck down there and started playing Super Mario World without asking, and it's on somebody else's house.
Oh, damn.
Oh, me.
All right, you going to get yourself a PS4 Pro? Get yourself a Pro?
No. I was all stoked to get it, too. I was like, my girlfriend, like, she wants a PlayStation so that we can both play video games together mm-hmm. on the full screen.
Yeah.
And I was like, babe, tomorrow there's a PlayStation conference. They're gonna announce this new PlayStation. There's a PlayStation Slim and the PlayStation Neo. We don't know what the Neo does yet. It's gonna be awesome. And then I don't think I'm gonna be getting that console. The Slim sounds cool. The Slim sounds pretty neat.
Slim sounds more worth it because it's a lot cheaper. PS4 Pro will upscale your games to look a little better. So there's that.
Cool. Fucking awesome. The sunset looks a little prettier. I also, and you might correct me in the story. So it's a 4K player, right? For your games?
Yes.
On your 4K TVs? Does it have a 4K Blu-ray player inside? Or no?
Oh, that's a great question.
That's the question that I've been hearing, and I never got a confirmation on any of the things that I listened to.
Let me find out.
Ooh, look at this. Actual reporting. Let's go live from the studio. Live in front of a studio audience. Live in front of that corner fan in the corner.
Looking right at me.
Looking right at you.
No.
No?
No.
God damn it.
No Blu-ray
player. Oh, Sony.
PS4 Pro ditches 4K Ultra HD Blu-ray player for cost.
Thanks. You saved me a couple bucks on a thing I'm not going to buy anyways. I mean, if you're going to...
And they also said we also considered user trends because a lot of people are streaming.
You know, that is totally fair.
They are not wrong when it comes to that.
That damn it. You make me look like an asshole, Sony. You little bitch.
Hey, if we want to get mad at Sony again. Fallout 4 PS4 mods and Skyrim mods are canceled, and Bethesda is blaming Sony. They're canceled for PS4.
I hope that's how I was audible enough. I was so excited for mods. Do you remember the shit talking I was saying over in that chair across the room
mm-hmm.
when you guys were modding on your cute little PCs? And I was like, well, yeah, I'm going to get it on my PlayStation 4, so who the fuck cares? I care now. Now I care.
Yeah, I mean, I can't put myself in your shoes because... I've been using mods for like a year,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, it's just another part of life for me.
Right. No, I understand.
Just, there's constants in my life, you know, like my work schedule,
mm-hmm.
the podcast schedule.
Right.
Mods on PC.
Right. No, I get it. The only modding I've ever done is just play Project M, and I've I've tried to give myself a belly button ring before. I think that's a cool modification.
Yeah.
But it hasn't worked yet.
Okay.
It's really infected and puffy.
Yeah. Yeah, you should get that looked at.
You want to look at it?
No.
But you just...
No.
But you just... Nah. Okay.
So, you know, some of the mods... Like, have you ever seen, like... It's like the anime girl mod and shit for like Skyrim.
No.
Oh my god. You can get a mod for everything.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure.
And a lot of them are just stupid as hell.
I wonder if that's a rule of the internet.
Mod for everything?
Yeah.
I know I got some mods for Left 4 Dead 2 that changed the survivors into like Master Chief and Deadpool and Lollipop Chainsaw.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So, no mods, PS4.
I wonder what this means for the future of modding on the PS4. I wonder if it's Sony was like, hey, I don't like the mods that you're providing, or hey, it's just not working out, buddy. Let's try again later.
Bethesda cited some technical difficulties and delayed the PS4 update. And since that, we've heard a little more since, aside from occasional assurances that Bethesda said it was working with Sony to sort the problems out. I know they had specifically a huge problem with audio on the PS4 because it had some sort of proprietary...
Yeah.
Yeah. Chip or something like that. We did the story, but it was a long time ago.
Although you, all you listeners out there who listen to everyone, you're going to tell us. Email us at 3hitcombo at deesnuts.com.
At gmail.com.
And let us know what that story was.
Yes.
Send us a link to the podcast episode that we talked about it, and we'll listen so that we'll know. We'll get the first-hand information instead of your second-hand account.
And Pokemon Go Plus release date is for September 16th.
Pokemon Go Plus? What does the plus mean?
That is the wearable device.
Ooh. Can we read all of this story?
You want me to read all of it? Okay.
Yeah, because I want to get it, but I haven't done enough research to know if that want is wanted.
Pokemon Go is coming out to Apple Watch, but developer Niantic hasn't forgotten about Pokemon Go Plus.
Good.
Its other, significantly less expensive, wrist-mounted peripheral. The company has confirmed that the teardrop bracelet thing will launch on Friday, September 16th in, quote, much of the world, with a release date planned in certain South American countries later that year. It was originally supposed to come out in July, much closer to Pokemon Go's debut. Niantic also gave an update about how the $35 accessory will help you play the game. First off, you can link the Plus with your phone using Bluetooth, then boot up the game, stuff it in your bag, and the device will vibrate and illuminate whenever you pass a Pokestop or a Pokemon. You click on the Plus to collect or capture it. You'll still need to pull out your phone to do item management, gym battles, or any other more complicated bits, but Niantic says being able to handle all the basics right from your wrist makes it much easier to work Pokemon Go into your usual outdoor activities. That sounds about right.
Yeah, it sounds cool, but there was one sentence in there that really fucked me.
What was that?
Open the app.
Yes, yeah.
I like this game would be fucking awesome if it would just link up with the pedometer inside,
yeah.
And I could just walk,
just run the
and it
thing
could
in the
give me push notifications. If it would give me push notifications, dude, I'd be fucking level 84
mm-hmm.
out of the maximum 40 or 50, I think. Like, it's the fact that I have to have it open and then put it in my pocket. Like, they brought back battery save mode. Like, that's cool, but it's just I click buttons. I'm a button clicker.
All right, Tam, we need to move on to technology news. This podcast is getting long already.
That's okay, but it's been good. It's been quality content.
I am programmed for your pleasure.
Floppy disks, CDs, and Blu-rays. This is technology news.
Hope he's not all having fun or anything.
All right, we have to talk about this. The iPhone 7 has no headphone jack.
Jesus Christ.
Weird decision to me.
This is the worst decision I've ever heard from Apple. This is the worst thing I've ever heard.
I guess I can't think of something that's like worse.
As a person who burns, who literally wears headphones for 5 hours every workday.
Yeah.
And loses at least 3 pairs of headphones a year. This is the worst thing I've ever heard.
So what you can do is, so there's no headphone jack with the phone, obviously. Apparently, I hear an adapter comes with it. Yeah, I know. You're making the jerk-off motion. Yeah. So you can plug it into your charging port, which turns that into a headphone jack. But it eliminates the fact that you can't charge
and listen at the same time.
Or like Andy, he's got that charge case.
Yeah.
You know, that's an extra battery. So he can't use that case if he wants to listen to music.
Yeah.
Damn
it.
Or you can get the AirPods, Apple's Bluetooth earbuds, that I've already lost, and I don't own them.
Right.
That are like, what, $200?
Are they?
They're like $160
Holy
or something.
Fuck. If those things were not like $30, $40, they're not worth it. Straight
oh,
up.
Oh, I know for a fact they're not that cheap.
You
they're,
can.
They're certainly well over $100.
Oh, my God. You can get, like, literally, you can get a neck-wrapping Bluetooth headphone thing for like $50.
They're $160.
Oh, my God.
And that's right from Apple's website.
Oh, my God.
From the horse's mouth itself. That's funny because horses eat apples.
I see that. I wonder if that's what the logo is. A horse ate that apple. It just took a little bite, a little nibble.
So I've seen there are much, much cheaper solutions for Bluetooth headsets or capability. I saw one thing called Jumble, which is just a Bluetooth. It's like a little Bluetooth headphone jack, basically. And you put it in your pocket and plug headphones into it. But still, the fact of the matter is that
that's shitty.
You shouldn't have to buy accessories for a basic phone
for
function.
Phone.
Yeah.
This is 2016. Don't take away the headphone jack. Until I get an implant in my head that is a speaker.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck about Bluetooth. I don't even hook Bluetooth up to my car.
Does your?
It can.
Oh. Why not?
Because when I plug it into the thing, it plays music and charges my phone.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense.
And then I can't Bluetooth other things.
You could still plug in the thing and still Bluetooth. But, I mean, I guess you already have the hardwire for one, so. I use Bluetooth in the shower.
Yeah.
A shower radio.
Bluetooth. Oh, my. I had one of those, but I only got to do it for just a little bit because I lost the charging cord. So I got a one use out of it.
That's, but, yeah. It's not going to fucking matter. They're going to sell like hotcakes. But it's stupid.
I'm not going to get one. I just can't. When it's time for me to renew, I'm going to be like, I would like a 6 or a 6S, please. Like, I don't want a 7. If the 7 S or whatever, it's like, "Oh, we heard you. We're sorry. Here's the headphone jack." I'll get that. That's fine. Even if it's the size of a tablet. I have to have a headphone jack. I have to.
Yeah. I have yet to have an iPhone, but this new phone kind of confirms that. I don't think I'm going to get one yet.
Yeah, don't.
I mean, I didn't think I was going to get one in the first place.
Just seems silly.
All right, we have to talk about this, too. You
yes.
Know, equal time, fair time for everything.
Right.
You know? We got fanboys out there right now. They're probably listening. They're really upset going, "You don't need a headphone jack."
You've got a fanboy on the podcast that says you do, but
Samsung's Galaxy Note 7 recall is a nightmare so far. The Galaxy Note 7s are they're lighting on fire.
What's making them light on fire?
Okay, so they've recalled the Galaxy Note 7. Customers have been clearly told how they'll be able to replace their devices. I believe it's the battery.
Why not just replace the battery then?
A lot of those phones, you can't get to the battery.
Oh, anymore. Really?
Yeah.
I know you can't on an iPhone because it's super fucking awesome.
Let's see.
Do you remember that time when you could just send a text message to an iPhone and it would just ruin it? It would just fuck
it up. Yeah, I do remember that. That was fucked up.
Yeah. I wonder who figured that out, you know?
It does look like it's the battery components.
That sucks.
They're getting hot. Yeah, but a lot of phones you can't get to the my phone you can't get to the battery anymore.
Yeah, mine either.
I have a Droid Turbo.
Turbo.
With my old phones, I would usually get, I would buy the phone and then I'd buy two backup batteries.
Oh yeah.
I put one in my house and one in my car in case I needed them.
Huh.
And I do remember at least a couple occasions when the power went out here, I would turn on like the weather radio or follow OPPD on Twitter to get updates, and when my phone battery got close to dying, I just switched it out.
That is so intelligent.
Oh, and there was one time, I mean, it wasn't an emergency, but I was texting at work when it was dead and my phone battery is about dead, and I went out to my car and switched it out.
You're a saint.
I am.
There was this one time that I was on this camming website as talent, not as a client. Mm-hmm. My phone started to die. I do all my camming from my phone. Don't look me up, though. It's Sugar Tits 88. That's my
Don't look me up.
Shout out to Sugar Tits 88, whoever you are.
World's first nanofish coming to swim drugs up your bloodstream.
I think that's all I want to know about that story, to be honest. That seems scary.
This is developed at the University of California. These new nanobots are 100 times smaller than a grain of sand and consist of tiny gold and nickel segments that are connected with silver hinges. An external magnet is used to manipulate the nickel and create a waving motion to propel the bot forward.
Wow.
Ultimately,
so scary.
Ultimately, the team hopes that the remarkable invention will be able to deliver drugs like pain medication to the specific area of the body that needs it.
Huh.
Which I would assume would reduce the amount of pain medication needed.
Yeah.
Which will not only save money, but people get addicted to that shit really easily. So you're not getting loaded up on pain meds.
That's fine. Addiction is part of society. As 2016, if you're not addicted to something, you're doing it wrong.
You got a good point.
What are you addicted to? Tell me.
That's an amazing fucking question.
I'm addicted to Tostitos pizza rolls. Tostitos pizza rolls are the best pizza rolls possible.
You know what? Now that you mention that, so am I.
Wow.
I am also addicted.
If anybody else out there would be interested in some delicious, addictive Tostitos pizza rolls, go to TostitosPizzaRolls.com/3HitCombo. That's 3 as in the number 3. Hit combo as in we don't own this advertisement. Shout out to Tostitos pizza roll. Low key though, Tostitos pizza rolls are pretty fucking good. Are we allowed to curse in ads? If we ever got an ad, do you think we'd have to ask if we're allowed to curse?
I wouldn't curse in the ad.
Because, like, I hear these ads on podcasts all the time for, like, Blue depends. Apron.
Yeah.
And I just want to be like, holy fucking shit, I love Blue Apron. This podcast is not promoted by Blue Apron. But seriously, go out and get some Tostitos pizza rolls. We should get some ads.
I know. I've said million times, I'll say it again, I cannot wait to sell out.
That would be, it would be nice. Take some of that Pace money.
Oh, man. I've actually put that Pace money back into a retirement fund for Skylar and I since we started that thing.
You know, that's fair.
Yeah.
All of it?
Well, you know.
What's your return on it? You know? What's the percent you're running?
Well, technically, since there's $0 in there, we're running 100% return.
Whoa.
Yeah.
In a couple of years, you still won't have anything.
Yeah.
You can get a second job on that.
Oh, yeah. Scientists hope to foil deadly frog fungus with more fungus.
I think there's a phrase, fighting fungus with fungus. Is that how it goes?
It's been called the worst infectious disease ever recorded among vertebrates. The devastating effect of the chytrid fungus on frog populations around the world has contributed to the extinction of at least 200 species.
Holy shit, actually.
And no one knows where it came from. But now scientists are hoping to tweak the amphibians' evolutionary development by bulking up their bodies with small doses of the very thing that's killing them.
So they're giving it a vaccination.
Yes, it is pretty much a vaccination.
Cool.
At least so far, from what I've
seen.
So
we're allowed to vaccinate frogs. We're not allowed to vaccinate peoples.
Well, you know, frogs. It doesn't matter if frogs are autistic. Who knows what a frog's doing, you know? How would you know if a frog's autistic?
It doesn't croak with other frogs. I don't know, to be honest.
Vaccinate your kids. So this fungus has been wreaking havoc on frogs for 20 years now. The amphibian skin fungus causes the disease. Wow. Chytromytosis.
This podcast is brought to you by chytromytosis.
When a frog is infected, its skin ceases to function properly. Because frogs breathe underwater and absorb key nutrients through their skin, the diagnosis is most certainly terminal.
Wow. Their skin stops working.
Jesse Bushell, director of conservation at the San Francisco Zoo, is part of a search and rescue mission that has focused on saving the mountain yellow-legged frog by immunizing against the chytrid fungus. This particular species has seen more than 90% of its population disappear due to the fungus spread across the Sierra Nevada.
200 different species of frogs is a fucking shit ton.
She explained to NPR just how quick and vicious the problem is. She says, when it hits, within weeks, they're just gone.
Wow.
Frogs are just gone.
Does it disappear? I don't know. I guess like you wouldn't want to say like fucking dead.
Yeah. They're just fucking dead.
They're just fucking dead.
It was a massacre.
There's little frog bodies everywhere. I saw Kermit laying out on the street. They didn't even move his body.
This is 100% vaccination as I'm reading this.
Yeah. What if it's none of it's true, but like people like they get up thousands, millions of dollars of support and they just turn around and be like, sounds familiar, doesn't it? Vaccinate your kids. This has all been an ad to vaccinate your kids. We extincted 200 types of frogs just for a vaccination. It's a commercial.
Oh, God, I'm trying to find it. I'm going to butcher this story, but I've got the gist of it. I've got the funny part down. There is somewhere in, like, it's like Wyoming or Montana. There are, I think it's weasels that are coming down with a disease, and they're dying, and they're spreading it, and it's really bad. So, this company or university or whatever has laced M&Ms with a vaccine, and they are going to drop it with a drone over vast areas of the weasel's habitat.
Are weasels a big fan of M&Ms?
What?
Weasels.
Weasels.
They're big fans of M&Ms.
I believe they're fans of things that are candy, chocolatey.
You know, that's fair.
Yeah.
I know dogs can't have chocolate.
Yeah, well, weasels can.
I feed every dog I see at least one Hershey bar. I wonder if there's this one stuck up weasel. It's like, you know, I'm more of a fruity guy. Do you have any Skittles?
Yeah. Do you have any dried cranberries?
Dried cranberries? Like, fuck you, weasel. That's barely even a candy. That's a candy if you're going to grandma's house. Like, that's the only time it's labeled candy.
Alrighty. We need to move on to news because we're getting a little long here. I've said that every time we've changed segments. I've said, yeah, it's getting a little long.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one, though. I'm happy. We have a good dynamic.
When there's some strange news in your neighborhood. Who you going to call?
Three-hit combo.
So, we got to talk about really bad customer service over here. And this isn't much of a story. It's just really funny, so I got to mention it.
Please.
So, Amanda Carpenter tweeted back on February 14th of this year. Guys, I'm trapped in an Amtrak elevator at BWI Airport. Help? 7 months later, Amtrak tweeted back to her, "We are sorry to hear that. Are you still in the elevator?"
That's funny. They hire the new guy. Like, all right, you're going to be in charge of our social media. Here's our Twitter. What's this message from 7 months ago? Oh, that's really funny. Did she reply back?
You know, she hasn't, but this article has been updated to mention that they actually, they did respond originally last time. When she actually posted it, they responded within minutes saying that agents are aware of you and working to get you out. But apparently, like you said, they probably got a new dude. And he's the one that's 7 months later. Are you still in the elevator?
You still there, buddy? Pal? That's funny.
So have you heard about the creepy clowns?
Yes.
Well, even Stephen King thinks those are creepy.
Yes, the clowns that are like trying to lure kids or whatever.
I've heard two stories. Okay. I've heard that there have been a handful of clowns trying to lure kids. I've also heard stories of just people walking around in fucking
people
clowns.
Walking around
yeah,
as clowns.
Just walking around as clowns.
Yeah.
So there's been a bunch of recent creepy clown sightings in South Carolina. Stephen King said, "Kids love clowns, but they also fear them. Clowns with their white faces and red lips are so different and grotesque compared to, quote, normal people."
Yeah, he says, normal people.
He says the clown fur will pass, as these things do, but it will come back because under the right circumstances, clowns can be really terrifying.
Clowns are people, too.
Clown sightings started around Greenville, South Carolina last month when police began getting reports of clowns standing silently by roadsides, lurking near laundromats, and trying to lure children into the woods with bags of cash.
Bags of cash?
Bags of cash.
Fuck, I'm super going to those woods.
And green laser lights.
Ooh. Ooh.
Police in North Carolina
have... You ever played with those green laser lights?
Yes.
They're fun as fuck.
First of all, if you ever play with those kids... Do not shine those at airplanes.
Don't do it.
Because that has been a major issue.
Don't
I've seen a video from inside an airplane when and there's someone on the ground shining a laser.
Yeah. Does it fuck them up?
You cannot see.
No?
You can't see anything. It's like if someone had their brights on in front of you. You can't see a damn thing. And then the guy got arrested. It was hilarious. But, yes, we did play with that one time. We were playing like somewhat of a... We were playing like a game of tag. My friend's house was across from Oakview Mall, and you could see quite a bit of Oakview. So as the car would drive through Oakview, we'd follow it with the green light. And they said, like,
crazy.
Yeah. And then we shined it from the neighborhood near Oakview to the Millard Water Tower on Q Street.
Wow.
And they drove up to the Millard Water Tower, and it was like, it's like when you project a video, you know, it comes out of the small projection, but like when it actually hits the,
yeah,
it's huge. The green dot on the Millard Water Tower is massive.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It's very, very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I guess that would be why they whatever, can't see because it's massive by the time it gets there.
Yeah. It's not good. So police in North Carolina have over the past week reported a wave of sightings suggesting a slow migration in the direction of the fictional town of Derry, Maine, where King's Pennywise carried out his rampage.
Hmm. Fun fact.
But yeah, apparently the clowns are migrating. They're coming from South Carolina to North Carolina, and they started in Maine.
Can I tell you something dumb I said as a kid? I was on a plane with my dad, with my paps.
Okay.
And I was like, "Hey, Dad, do planes have blinkers?"
Mm.
And he was like, "What the fuck are they going to signal to him? Birds?" I was like, you know, you don't have to be a dick about it.
Police urged residents to remain calm after an adult man saw a clown emerge from the woods and chased him down with a machete in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Wow. I don't like that.
A 911 dispatcher calmed the man down, and the clown escaped unharmed. So I have read about this. I have heard about the creepy kid thing, like luring kids. So this is separate from that. But there have been people that have called about these clown sightings. Like, dude, there's a clown standing on the corner of the fucking street. It's really creepy. And the police are like,
yeah, he's allowed to stand there.
Yeah, he can stand there in clown clothes. Like, what am I going to do about it?
Yeah. Hey, you dressed like a clown?
Yeah.
No.
Hey, clown boy, you're in the wrong neighborhood.
You're clownsist.
That red nose doesn't hide that red neck, boy.
I hit a little too close to home, to be honest. I have quite the red nose for anybody who's not seen me.
I want to see one of those fucking clowns. I want to be driving and just see one of those creepy clowns. And then I'll just kind of swerve and hit it.
Just hit him? He scared me. I was spooked.
Did you see a certain Walmart in Panama City Beach, Florida, had a 9/11 display?
Yes.
Who?
God.
Who are these people? How does that get by?
I would think it was somebody who, like, wasn't a super representative of somebody off the truck, but there was a poster. There was a banner.
Yeah, it does say, it says, "We will never forget 9/11/01," right above the display of, basically, it's Coke and Diet Coke, and it looks like whatever is blue.
Pepsi.
making, like, an American flag. And then in front of the American flag are two stacks of Coke Zero as the Twin Towers.
Like,
Have you heard of the mattress commercial?
No.
Oh, my God. I have yet to see it, but I know the gist of it. It's like, it's a 9/11 sale, and it shows people, like, jumping out of a tower onto some mattresses. Yeah.
In comparison, this, I totally get where this Coke thing was coming from. Like, I get it. The flag would have been just fine.
The flag would have been fine.
The towers, I think it's okay, but it's still a little cringy. If we could have, like, made some, like, little planes out of Coke products, and then, like, that would have been super too far.
Yeah.
Half of the tower.
When I heard about that, I was just waiting to see a vine of someone jumping into those.
I'm sure they took them down.
I'm sure they did, but man, it was up for a little bit, you know?
Yeah, it had to have been.
That would have been, I mean, just the internet these days, someone would have done it if they had the time. They'd be like, fuck yeah, I'll do that. What's Walmart going to do? Kick me out?
And make you pay for all the sodas?
Eh. Depends on how many get wrecked.
Internet fame is worth it, everyone.
It is listening. Worth it.
Mm-hmm. It's how you get super sweet deals like Tostitos pizza rolls.
And paste salsa.
The taste you put in your face.
Ka-chow. All right, so that'll do it for this episode of 3A Combo Podcast. Remember, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3A Combo Podcast, twitter.com/3A Combo PC. Search for us on YouTube, 3A Combo Podcast. Email us at 3A Combo Podcast@gmail.com. So for Tamron, this is Matthew signing out.